of a hiatus. It's been about 4 or 5 weeks since we last met, so it's good that we're back. We're up to Mitzvah Daled, which is in Parshas Bo. We finished Sefer Bereishis. We're up to Sefer Shmos. And the first mitzvah there, of course, the famous of the first mitzvahs that is given to Israel, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. I brought along, I'm not sure if we'll use it tonight or not, but just for those who are interested, this is a Sefer called Shekel HaChodesh. Shekel HaChodesh is written on the Rambam Hilchos Shkolim and on Kiddush HaChodesh. This is from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So it's a very comprehensive commentary, including with pictures in some cases, on the moon and the stars, of the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So there are some Rambams we may quote tonight or in the future, thank you. So we may, it may be a good resource for us to have. But Alan, good evening. Come on in, Alan. So let's begin with the Chinuch, and then we'll try to see the opening page of Minchas Chinuch with a very interesting and important Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, and a famous Brisker Torah on the Rambam, if time permits. That's our game plan for tonight. So it's a pretty long chinuch, but let's get started. Whenever we begin a mitzvah, we always want to begin with the chinuch to give us a basic background. So says the minchas chinuch, the sefer chinuch as follows. What is mitzvah daled? The kadesh chadashim, to sanctify new months, ula aber shonim, and to make new leap years if necessary, which we know of course means an extra adar. And it has to be done by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Bezdin HaGadol, which of course includes Smuchim, and is in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of being cheshbening the months and the years, and as a result of those actions, it makes sure that the holidays in the Jewish calendar is in the right season. Shin Amar, the famous Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Kolomar, Kishetiru Iru, Chidusha Shel Levana, when you see the newness, the renewal of the moon, Tikfu Lachem Rosh Chodesh, you should establish for you at a new month, a new moon. Oh, Afil Lo Tiruha, or what if it's cloudy, you didn't see it? Mechaven Shehaya Ru'uya Lihiros Al Pi Cheshban HaMakubol. And this is something which I think we will learn, and even I was reminded of it today when I was reviewing, which I think either some of us may never have known, and some of us may have not have been sufficiently appreciative of, and that is that we're familiar with the fact that nowadays there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kiddush HaChodesh, so we have no Sanhedrin, so we use the calendar. But it's not shot that it was all or nothing, Edim or this calendar that we have. Even in the Zman HaMikdash, in the Zman of the Edim, there was something which is going to come up a lot in tonight's Minchas Chinuch, and the Chinuch is already telling us about it, what they call halachic, the Cheshbon. Namely, that the astronomical, astrological, forgive me, I'm not sure which term is more accurate in this context, those calculations and knowing the sun, the moon, the stars, that kind of stuff, and therefore when should it be, what do we have to do to keep the rhythm of the year and the seasons, etc., and Pesach and all that stuff, they did, you know, putting on their, quote, halachic and scientist's hat, even in the Zman HaMikdash, which is why, as we'll see, if a guy came and said, I saw the moon, and they knew Alpi science, Alpi Cheshbon, you couldn't have seen a moon yet, they wouldn't believe him, even if otherwise they were straight good Edom. And similarly, what the Chinuch is telling us is the flip side, which is what if no witnesses come? So therefore we say, what, we don't know, we're paralyzed? The answer is no, because even in the time of the Mikdash, the Sanhedrin would make a Cheshbon. The mitzvah is not to rely on the Cheshbon if you can avoid it, but to have Edom testify and therefore be the Maisa again. But the Ikar is that the Bezdin has to do a Maisa Kiddush. We have to sanctify the month. As opposed to Shabbos, we know it comes Me'ela, it's automatic. The new months have to be a Maisa Bezdin.
Do you have two parts of the mitzvah?
I'm listening to you, yep.
The first part of the mitzvah is stop doing Mechadesh Chodashim.
Huh?
And then when you're Mechadesh Chodashim, Agav, you do Ibur Shana. Or.
What's the alternative?
Or every time you're Koveya. Or is it just the mitzvah is to, that Hashem gave us the power in the mitzvah to.
It could be that's. I'm not sure. It's not to be. You're not. It's not precisely as you're describing it. But to some extent, you're mechavent to the machlokas Rambam and Ramban. By which I mean to say, the Sefer HaChinuch is going. I'll tell you now, like the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that there's one mitzvah that in the parsha of Achodesh Zalachem includes not only the new month, but also the leap years. As the Sefer HaChinuch said, Ibur Shana. That's the Shita of Rambam. Ramban quotes the Bahag, who argues. Bahag holds there's two separate mitzvahs, two different psukim, two different mitzvahs, but this says Chodesh Hazeh, it's talking about months.
The same thing also applies to Billy Koa Moadeh Hashanah.
Oh, So exactly. So the Rambam in the Chinuch follows him, clearly holds it's all one thing. Keep the calendar straight. Months, days, years, it's all one thing.
Every time you compare,
it's all one mitzvah. The Ramban or Bahag clearly understood it as two separate things. He called it two separate mitzvahs. So how does that affect how you define this mitzvah is an interesting question. But that's an important yisodistik machlokas. It's two separate mitzvahs according to the Ramban Bahag. According to the Rambam, it is, and obviously the Chinuch follows the Rambam as he often does, one mitzvah. In terms of the mechanics, Shabbat, again, the way I'm understanding it, and again, we have a whole few weeks of learning to do together, and hopefully we'll all gain greater insight, and maybe we'll reevaluate. But for now, my working definition of the mitzvah, and my working answer to you is that the mitzvah is not the Adam per se. That's the Hechatimsa. The mitzvah is, as the Kishmo Kenu, the Kiddush HaChodesh. What's the Hechatimsa to get to the Kiddush? So that's supposed to be by Adam if you have the chance. And if you can't, then you do it by Cheshbon. Yes, Sally.
Now, how does it, I don't know what we're talking about here. One thing I was reading that pasuk, unlike practically probably every other mitzvah, this doesn't sound like a mitzvah. No, how does Chazal know that?
The Torah Shabbat, it's a tradition. And it's a fair point. It's not Balosh and Sivoy. So the Gemara Darshan's the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. We're going to see a reference to the Gemara on the left-hand column of the Minchas Chinuch. Can't even talk about what we're going to get to. We'll see what we actually get to. But on this page, Omen Yutes, in the Minchas Chinuch, he references the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and that I think it appears more than once in the Gemara, where the Chazal Darshan, Achorish Zelachem, and the Zelachem is that it's given over to Sanhedrin, to the Smuchim, to the Chachamim. Now even that doesn't necessarily translate to Tzivoy as much as Achrayis, or Koach, but that is clearly how it's been understood. Mitar Shabbat Peh. I mean, I don't know even that there's less man to Pollock. But listen, I could give you. This is not to belittle the question. On the contrary,
how is he going to do it?
The answer is right. And the bottom line is, I could give you 10 others.
We all can't come by itself.
Right. It could be just. It could just be make sure. Right, no, it could be a Hechsher mitzvah. No, what you're saying is, I hear what you're saying. It's not true, but I could hear it. Meaning, it's not, it could have been a Hechsher mitzvah. The answer could have been, you have to celebrate the holidays in the right time. How do I know when the right time is? Make sure you have a good calendar. You could have said such a thing, but we don't. Lamaisa Chazal understood. And again, whether this is compelling intuitively or not, there are plenty of examples, some of which are even more far-fetched than this, where we know that Chazal clearly had an understanding of a pasuk. Even if it's not necessarily operative, whether it's about a whole mitzvah like this or about a detail. One of my favorite examples is Talmud Torah for women, right? The Gemara Kedushin says, Vishnantum v'anecha, v'anecha v'lo b'nosecha, right? The mitzvah of teaching per se is to boys, not to girls. That's not a set that's completely unrelated to the question of whether one should or shouldn't teach girls, and Isser Talmud Torah, and Tiflis, and all those kinds of things, let alone Zman Azeh. All that stuff is a separate sugya, it's a different Gemara, it's not in Kedushin. Kedushin just says the chiyuv is to teach your sons, the chiyuv isn't to teach your daughters. How do you know? Shan levanecha, lo benosecha. Levan says venechem, lo benosechem. Venechem, lo benosechem. You could have read that pasuk 100 times, and at least 50, if not more, thought that venechem means children. It could be gender neutral.
We see that sometimes.
Exactly! Elamai, and no one argues. You see that there was obviously a mistake that Chazal had. The best example of this, the best example, is the one we're currently in, so it's Omer. Sfatim lachem, mimachar asa Shabbos. Now let's be honest. Who makes more sense? It's Sedukim. When, since when? The Shabbos mean Pesach. The answer is, apparently they had a Masorah. What's my proof? If you look in the Gemara Menachos that discusses it and discusses the Machlokas of the Sedukim, there's like 6, 7, 8 different shitas to explain how you know. So clearly it wasn't so clear. And yet, it's Hiyanosenes. Gufa, it's more striking. There's 8 Machlokas, 9 shitas, 10 shitas, whatever it is, arguing about every little point. Except for all 10 agree on one thing. The Sedukim are wrong in the Machlokas of Shabbos Meir. So you see from that clearly they had a Masorah. Now they didn't know how to work out all the details. That's the debate. Had to dot the I's and cross the T's. But the basic point they had a Masorah in. So here also, the Masorah is clearly, this is a Masorah. Again, we see this from Rashi and Pasuk Aleph and Chumash.
And it goes to the fundamental questions over chicken and egg question about Masorah. In other words,
yes.
They had a Masorah, they knew what the mitzvah was.
Right, so I think I've spoken about this. I've spoken about this in my Shabbos Gemara Shir. I've spoken about this. I think this is a big Maritz Chiyas topic for those of you who I've ever learned any of the Sfarim of the Maariv Tzchias. This is a bit when, if you're generally interested, Silky Reicher is a huge, is a local expert in Maariv Tzchias. Generally speaking, I think there's two possibilities, broadly speaking. Number one is that I had a Masorah about the Halacha, but they didn't necessarily have a Masorah about where it's written, so to speak. Sfiras HaOmer to me is an example par excellence. I mean, how it works out in the Pasuk, that's the debate. But you see that they clearly had a Masorah what the Halacha was. Shnatu Vanacha. Right? So what's shot? Is that the Masorah how to read the Pasuk? Or the Masorah was Gros Har Potter? And then they, Chazal, took the initiative to hang it on that Pasuk. I mean, the answer is it could really go either way. Sometimes Chazal had a Masorah, this is how you read the Pasuk. Sometimes they had a Masorah, this is the Halacha, now you go figure out how to read the Pasuk. Sometimes, to me, it's clear which one it is, and sometimes I'm just not sure. But I think those are the two broad categories. Okay, let's get back to the Chinuch. Turn the page. And here's where we get to the machlokas that I mentioned to Didi. The machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Chinuch goes like the Rambam, and it says, V'chein tichlul mitzvah zu mitzvah ibar hashanah. It's not just the months, it's even the semi-regular leap years. The fish is so, and here he gives you the lumnus. The Iker Tachlis is the holiday should be in the right time. So that's how we need to know how much how the year should fit out each month and how each year should fit in to the broader cycle. Plus, he points out it's not just this is the only pasuk because you do have the Shemar Tefchuk Hazos L'Mawada, Shemar Chodesh Aviv, which are the pesukim that the other Rishonim who disagree with the Chinuch, he's bavorning. He's already trying to cut their legs out from under them beforehand before they get a chance to disagree with him. Because the other Rishonim say, no, you see from these other pesukim that it's a separate mitzvah to do Ibar Shana. And he says, no, those are just like hints and, you know, reminders. But the Iker mitzvah is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Now, just to point out a very, very basic thing. I am not an expert. I've said this on many occasions, especially in reference recently to Birkas HaChama. All calendar issues are, by definition, out of my area of expertise. It's math, it's science, and I was never great at either of those. So I hold in life one of the sotos, whether you're a rabbi or a rocket scientist, is know what you know and know what you don't know. Know what you're good at, know what you're not good at. You know, you don't have to be a Balgaiva. You know, there's always experts in something. It's good to be good at some things, but you don't have to be good at everything. Very few people are good at everything. Very few Rabbanim are Gedolim at everything. That's why they're Gedolim. But most of us are good at some things and not as good at others. I'm not an expert in the calendar, and I don't want to pretend to be. We're happen to be lucky that one of the biggest experts in the country is Rabbi Hever. That's Mamish, not a Guzma. He's really a national expert. So he lives by, so we always can ask him our questions. But to give you the simple layman's understanding, leave aside the issue of the years in the Ibrior, which is more complicated, I think. The issue of Kiddush HaChodesh Pshuto Gemashmo is relatively simple, at least on a simple level. And that is that we know, of course, that the months go by the lunar cycle. The moon rotates about fully. It takes an 29 and a little bit days. So when the new moon comes all the way around, that should be Rosh Chodesh. That's the new moon. That's the new month. The problem is, as Chazal understands, it's intuitive and it's also a Gemara. You can't have one day, which is Mixus, the end of last month. Day 29, the first part of it is the end of last month. And then in the middle of the day, when the moon turns completely, now it's going to be the beginning of the next month. Either it's the end of the last month or the beginning of the next month. It can't be Nishtah and Nishtah. It can't be half. Because it's the lunar cycle is whatever the fraction is, exactly. The cycle of the moon is 29 in a mixus. So to be exactly, it would be that day 29 would be half old, half new. But that can't be. No, day 20. Oh, yes, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes, correct. Right. So basically what Chazal decided was that Ikra, we're going to start with 29. If they see the new moon on day 30, so then they'll say, oh, day 30, if they get Adus about the new moon on day 30, so they'll say that was day 1, and 29 was the end, even though, here's the point, even though we know that a little bit of day 30 is still part of the old month, so it's 29 a bit. But if we saw the new moon on day 30, retroactively we'll say all of day 30 is from the new month. If we didn't get Adus about the new moon until day 31, or if we never got it, so then we say, we include the whole fraction, not just 29 and a bit, but all of day 30 goes to the old month, and day 31 is the beginning of the new month. So which one is it? There's only two options, either day 30 or day 31, all based on this problem of the lunar cycle, And that's where we get the whole idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. Good. Let's see a little bit further. Says the Chinuch, page Chavalas. Inyan HaMitzvah came. What's the basic details, the gist of it? Shabbayim Shnei Yisraelim, you need to use the come. Sherim Lefnei Bezdin, they have to testify. Eden Bifneim, Shiro HaLavana B'chidusha. They saw the Numam. But he's trying to tell you that you need to have a Jewish as opposed to an Arab. But we'll have to see. Maybe the Minchas Kanach will discuss that. I don't know. You think, what's the Havamina? It's a good question. The Kovim Rosh Chodesh Al Piyam Shomrim Hayom Mekudosh. And then Sanhedrin, if they accept their testimony, pronounce Hayom Mekudosh. Atam She'ein Mitzvah Zu Ela B'smuchin. So the Chinuch already mentioned that you need to have smicha in order to be a dayan on this Bezdin. And of course, smicha is not the thing I have hanging up on the wall. I have a fraudulent smicha. That's okay. So does Rabbi Yashiv. So does everybody who's been living for many, 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 many years. Because the real, original bona fide smicha was, as you all know, Ish mi pi Ish, Moshe to Yeshua, etc., etc. And once that link, once that chain got broken, according to some Rishonim, it's impossible, barring an act of God, to reconstitute. And according to some poskim, if you would have all the greatest rabbis of the generation agree, you could reconstitute. And every now and then, I think Rav Steinfeld a few years ago tried to reconstitute a Sanhedrin because he got what he considered all the great rabbis. Of course, he couldn't get everyone. That's why it's just an impossibility. But I think it was a naive attempt. Even if you thought it was a laudable attempt, it was still naive. I'm not sure it's laudable, but it's definitely naive. But the Rambam says, if you get in the time of Napoleon, there's a famous Napoleonic Sanhedrin where they tried to get all of the Rabbonim to agree to give it to somebody. Hey, exactly. And then once one person has it, then they can give it to other people. But for the most part, it's been severed and it's never been coming back, and we all wait Mashiach, and it's full of reconstituting. So Lamaisa, but Midarais, you need the real smuchin. Why? Ask the Sefer HaChinuch. So he says two reasons basically. The Fisha Ba, the Feirish HaChodesh is Alachem, and this is the reference. Lachem Gedolim Has Vesmuchim Kamoschem. It was given to Moshe and Aaron, this pasuk. So you need to have great Gedolim and Smuchim like Moshe and Aaron were. He's Moshe Aaron Nemar. Oh, the second reason, this is a very important Lamdash reason which we may get back to hopefully at the end of this year. Oh, Doshra Davar Midasamachlo. Dabur el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The mechilta, it's a beferish mechilta, makes a smichus, a drasha, between this pasuk, which is our pasuk, is Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Beis. The next pasuk is Dabur el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. What's the connection between Kiddush HaChodesh and not talking to the whole people? Kolomer, shiehe lehem la'osan shikachu HaChodesh, rishus kol Yisrael. You need to have people who are doing the Kiddush who are speaking on behalf of Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Kol Chacham Gedolim Shev Yisrael Kegon Bez Nagorol. What do you see from here? What role does the Bezdin play according to this? Right, so you know what, instead of waiting to the end of the shiur, I'll give you the, you know, you guys are behaving, you came after a 5-week layoff, I'll give you the dessert even in the middle. There's a whole Brisker Torah. It's included a little bit in the Brisker Rav, in the Maran Rizalevi. And frankly, it's most well known because Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, gave a famous Yortzeit shir about this, maybe his most famous Yortzeit shir, which is written up in a sefer called Kovitz Chedushei Torah, which I would have brought, but then I remember that on Shvi Shal Pesach, my cousin, who happens to be learning in Yisrael, came over for Yontif, and he asked me if he could borrow the sefer, so I don't have it. But there, he has a very famous shita, which again, you see, it's clearly, he develops it more than his uncle did, but it's clearly a family chiddush of the Briskers, that there's two dinim in the Sanhedrin. There's a Sanhedrin as the highest arbiters of law, and called Dover Gadol, which is the pasuk that's used by the Sanhedrin. Big things, difficult, complicated things need a Sanhedrin, the biggest rabbis, for Shteisuch. But then there's a whole separate din. Even when they're not paskening and making a decision that would require, what's so complicated? Who did the hard work? The witnesses are the ones who were looking and saw. You have to question them, but okay, but any competent judge can question them, make sure they're telling the truth, that's all. You need a Sanhedrin for that? The answer is Enechanami. It's not that it's so complicated. It's that Klal Yisrael's Makadosh L'Chodesh, not the rabbis. This is a very, you know, democratic, so to speak, if you will, halacha. The people have the koyach to be Makadosh L'Chodesh. Nervous, what could you? We're going to get all millions of Jews to get them together and agree on what? go try. Good luck. The answer is Sanhedrin are the, it's like a representative democracy, Lahavdil. The Sanhedrin represent the people. If they make a decision, the Torah, what the Rav called the Miyatzeg, the representatives of the people, it's more, that's a better translation than shluchim. It's more refined than shluchim. But if you want, you can call it shluchim also. They're the representatives of the people. So this Sefer HaChinuch and this Mechilta are I'm going to say there are other rayas. There's actually a lot of Rambams to prove this point. But this Sefer HaChinuch and this Mechilta are part of that raya. You see, the Sefer HaChinuch says, pretty much black on white, two dinim. You see the two dinim here, and basically the Sefer HaChinuch is edging. But you see in the second thing that the Sefer HaChinuch gives mamish that risk revort. But the role of the Bezdin, and this is why he adds it needs to be smuchin, but that's already a detail. But you see from here the role of the Sanhedrin is they're acting as the people who have the reshus, they have the power behind them of all of Klal Yisrael. And that's itself an interesting, very interesting halacha. Good, let's continue. Now, what if you have other scenarios where you may have had a breakdown? Call me Shehu Chacham Gadol B'Yisrael, V'nismach B'Yitz Yisrael, V'asmichos Yedua Eich Osen Oso, Yeshlo Shushla Asas Metzuzu Afilu B'Chutz Laretz. If you have a Samuch, who maybe not at the Sanhedrin now, but he's in Eretz Yisrael, but there's nobody better in Eretz Yisrael, we'll see again. The Mincha Sinach is going to pick up on all these things. We're just giving you a heads up now, a preview. Apparently, he also has the possibility in certain scenarios to do Kiddush HaKodesh. Hu shlo hiniach kamos habaretz. Right, so let's, again, I hope a very non-controversial comment. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Right? Let's assume, for argument's sake, that in Rav Moshe's time, he was the biggest posek in the world. There was no one in Eretz Yisrael like him. Right? With all due respect to whoever else I'm unintentionally insulting. Right? So Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe. So you could have argued, if this would be, a time of smuchim v'chulei, that here, if the biggest samuch in the whole world is in the Chutz Laretz, there's nobody on his level in Eretz Yisrael, maybe he could do Kesher Chodesh. That's what is being referred to here. V'chein etzinu, a story like this in Masechta Brachos, Shasu Ken Chananya, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Yosef, Shayu Ben Zeh, they were in Bavel, and they did it. But someone else, Tamazai, wants to go shout at the moon. That's all he's doing. He's shouting at the moon. No one else has the koach to do anything. The Im Tishael, next page. Im Kain, Heich Anu Osam Hayom. So how do we have a new month, a new moon, and a new month in Rosh Chodesh every week, every month? Ein Lanu Chachamim Smuchim. Da! And again, this, you should know, this is the Sefer HaChinuch is following the Rambam here. This is a straight sheet of the Rambam. Kach kiblanu shereby Hillel Hanasi benoch shereby Yehuda Hanasi shayagadol bedaro v'nismach baretz. He himself is a samach who a chacham shetigin lano cheshbon ha'ibor, and he's also the one who came up with the whole calendar. Who kiddush chadashim? He basically did a halachic magic hocus pocus. He did in his lifetime kiddush hachodesh, etc. For this year and forever, all in the future. Who kiddush chadashim v'ibur shanim ha'atidim lavo ad shiyavo el Yahu v'alze anu somchem hayom. It's built into the system to allow for this b'dieved reality. Zusha Marnu, in other words, the calendar is not what's makadish the chodesh. The calendar tells us what month yes, what month no. But what, either way, okay, good. So now the calendar told me today it's a 30 or it's a 31. But that's not enough. We need to have a chalos to make it. So that, this was this Rabbi Hill did it automatically, on autopilot.
So what
year did he do it? He said, Eliyahu Navi. No, it's just Ad Bias Goel. It's the way you and I would say Ad Bias Goel.
So the calendar work is just when 11 o'clock at night. He had to do it.
What do you mean?
A certain number.
What?
Self-perpetuating.
No, but not again. It's not just a formula to know which month yes, which month no.
If he was actually Makadesh,
yeah.
Which month, he'd have to actually.
No, he did. It's like, again, it's a sentence. It's just add the word etc. Or dot, dot, dot. I think so. I didn't find item, but it's like a magic hocus pocus. No, but I say again. I get it. We're all struggling to get the right formulation, myself included. But I think Didi's right. That's what I was trying to say. It is more than that. He was Makadesh the Chodesh ad infinitum. Ad infinitum. How do you do that? The answer is I think it's halachic hocus pocus. I don't mean that respectfully. I'm saying I don't think there's a normal mechanism to do such a thing. I think that's a.
That certainly doesn't fit in with what you're supposed to do each month when there's actual Eidim.
Of course not. Of course not. No, but even without the Eidim, even the Cheshbon that he spoke about during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, it still was 1 month at a time. The idea that you could do it for anything in the future. In other words, you know what it is? The infinity or unknown makes it sound more radical. But the reality is even doing it 1 month in advance is radical. How do you do it 1 month in advance? So once you take the big leap that you can do it 1 month in advance, what's the difference if it's 1,000 months or 1 month?
Well, that's okay, but the question is, but the added issue is let's say you answer the first question, that you can do it 1 month in advance, and you can do it 1,000, you can do 10,000, but do you have to be specific?
Right, so the law should here of the Sefer HaChinuch implies not. Or the specific is until Mashiach comes. But again, all very interesting. And I'm not sure I have a full grasp on any of it myself. Let's turn to the next, and we're almost done. Zesh Amarnuhu Aldas HaRambam Zechon Lebracha. So now the Chachanuch tells you what I've been telling you, that everything he's been telling us until now is Shitas HaRambam. HaRambam Zechon Lebracha Yachshav Kiddush HaKadosh Mitzvah Achas V'Yibarshana Mitzvah Achas. It's a separate mitzvah. V'Rayosav Sefer Mitzvah Shiloh, and we'll see perhaps sometime tonight or in the future part of that machlokas. V'chaim Baal Halochas Gedolos Tabahag Gam Kein Agrus with the Ramban. Again, previously the Chinuch quoted the Pesukim. But when the Chinuch quoted the Pesukim, he was trying to bavarn that really they're just what he called Azharos. They're just hints. But the Ikra Zachar Shalachem. But that's all according to the Rambam. The Chinuch, the Ramban and Baal Hag say, no, I don't know, what are you talking about? Ha'iluchot v'ha'iluchot. Two separate mitzvahs with different Pesukim and different Makoros. Last. The basic gist, which we're all familiar with from grade school, is that the reason that we have to do all of this is to make sure the Pesach stays in the spring. Etc. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to skip and add a few of the lines because I'm not sure it adds too much in terms of the content. Skip towards the bottom of the column, by the period, three lines up, four lines up. And this is not just for everybody. This takes a serious rabbinic know-how. You gotta, you know, spend a lot of years in kollel. Because this is complicated stuff. This is not a simple shiloh. This is complicated stuff. This is gonna affect everything. The whole Jewish people is based on the calendar. You can't just give this to small people. Dini HaMitzvah, almost there. Dini HaMitzvah, go Chakiris, Edis HaChodesh. You have a saver? Okay, do we have any extras? I don't think so. You want to look on with Tali? So Dini HaMitzvah, Kegon Chakiris, Edis HaChodesh, V'yum HaEdim L'Famim. How do we question the witnesses to make sure they're telling the truth? How do we cross-examine them? How do we scare them? Dini Chol HaShabbos, how from do they have to be? Amma Ma'abris HaShanav, Amma Ein Ma'abrin. What factors do we take in when we make a leap year? What months do we take the leap year, etc., etc.? All this is discussed by Chazal, and eventually we'll have to get to it. Fine. Again, stuff that, if we're going to get to it, it'll be in a while, not pressing. Last but not least, turn the page, Lamed Beis. The impact of this, in theory, is anywhere, and we've seen in certain scenarios, maybe even it could be done by a Rav in Chutz Laretz. U'b'chol zman, again, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. What you need is, shiulon chachamim smuchim b'tanam shekasavni. You need to have smuchim. Over alav la'asa, and you have a guy who could have done it, imhu chacham aroyla, and he didn't do it, bita la'asei. V'on shogadol mo'od, shigorim kilkul ha'mo'ados, and it's a horrible, grievous mistake. V'asha b'avonaseinu she'enonu ma'abrim shanam al pi smuchim, we don't have it. We have to use the calendar cycle. So the good news is for us is that I don't think any of us could ever be over this mitzvah. You have to be a samuch in order. No, now I'm saying, but even I'm saying the average person could not ever be in violation of this. This is an opportunity for the big hitters, but also a responsibility. The rest of us just got to cheer them on. You and I could never be violation of this mitzvah. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not really true.
Why?
So we have they act on behalf of us, laymen, who have to give the edus to the chodesh.
No, if you had, he didn't discuss, and I don't. It would be an interesting question. What would be the status of an aide who sought, who was kovish's edus, who didn't come forward? That would be an interesting question for that person. But in general, if you're Joe Klal Yisrael, there are Rabbanim who have capability. We're living in a time of smuchim. And for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. There was the latest, I don't know, bugs in the water scandal. And they're worrying about, I don't know, striped matzah, or who knows what they're worrying about.
Yeah.
Important issues. I'm not trying to be too cynical. And they got sidetracked, and they missed being Mekadosh
HaChodesh. What do you mean? They missed being part of the Sanhedrin?
No. The Sanhedrin got preoccupied. They were doing the two. They were all in the business. And meanwhile, the witness was waiting, and no one asked him. Or they forgot, whatever. Lamaisa, so you'll say, you didn't do it. You're Mavatal Mitzvah. Who's Mavatal Mitzvah? Not you and me. that people who are capable of doing it are mevatel mitzvah. That's what he's saying.
And the person that could give the
indication. Well, he didn't discuss it. I don't know. I don't. He didn't discuss it. He didn't say that.
So far, it seems the indications show that he's not.
We have no evidence. I'll just say that we have no evidence yet. Okay.
And
back.
Now
sorry.
We make rachos every month outside, which is the moon. That's not a.
I mean, how are we Makadosh HaKadosh, you mean?
And we're not Makadosh or anything when we make
Kirsh Levan is a separate mitzvah. Kirsh Levan is not Makadosh HaKadosh. Kirsh Levan is something else. Okay, back to page Yotef, at the beginning of the mitzvah. So let's take a look at the Heilige Minchas Chinuch. This is a huge Sefer HaChinuch that took up the bulk of this year, but let's start the Minchas Chinuch now, and we'll pick up with this message next week. Ayin Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yeches Ve'Elech, the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Ad Perek Vav, and the Masach Sanhedrin. V'Ktas Dinim Echtov B'Kitzer. You know, this is like the great understatement. I don't know why he feels the need to do this each time. He's got 20 pages of stuff, but he lets you know I'm just going to write a few halachas in summary. I'm going to give you a few comments. Yeah, well, I just looked at the 10 pages. Exactly. Ikar Mitzvah Zulach Archila Masura B'Yad Sanhedrin HaGadol Be'Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah is supposed to be done by the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael. Ol mishi yitnu hem rishus, or unless they can pass it to somebody else. Ashlosha smuchim be'Eretz Yisrael, gam kein kasherim. That's again a quote from the Rambam, that three smuchim can do it. Now just so you should know, that halacha is one of the proofs that the Ramban asks. We take a look if you have the fancy Minchas Chinuch. So you see footnote Aleph there? He points that it's a machlokas. And the Ramban makes this point to the Ramban. How can you say to Din in the Sanhedrin if even you admit it could be just three people? You don't need the whole Sanhedrin HaGadol. But with all due respect to the Ramban, it seems to be a very elementary mistake because the Poshtus in the Rambam, and there's even a quote that's Mavur like this, is that En Chanam, you don't need the Sanhedrin, you don't need 71. You need to have three, minimally three, members of the Sanhedrin. You may not need all 71 of them, but you need people who are already members of the Sanhedrin.
But they didn't have the Sanhedrin, though.
So that's part of the kasha. So the Ramban asks that we have a Mesora, it's quoted in the Gemara, that they were being Makadosh the Chodesh well after the Churban until the time of Abaye and Rava. They were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Ra'iyah. Years after the Churban. And that's another one of the shailas that Ramban asks. But Pashtus, the answer for the Rambam is what I alluded to before, is the Brisker Torah. Namely, the Din Echanami, the Sanhedrin B'Torah's high court, had ceased to function. But the leaders of Klal Yisrael, especially since they still had they were still smuchim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Gedolei Yisrael, who are also still smuchim, in their capacity, not as a Sanhedrin HaGadol high court, but in their capacity as representing Klal Yisrael, that could exist, even though the Hechatimsa for other things didn't exist. Like, for example, in order for Sanhedrin HaGadol to really paskin, being in a Fashas, they have to be in Beis HaMikdash, they have to be in Lishkas HaGadol. So they were, the Gemara tells us, they were, even before the Churban, they had to run away. And yet we know that they were still being done certain things, like Kiddush HaKodesh. And again, that, the Brisker Torah and the Rambam is exactly the point. It's not B'Torah's High Court, because that would require Lishkas HaGadol in 71 and whatever. It's B'Torah's being a Miyaseg or Shluchay. Klal Yisrael.
So according to the Rambam, the way to read this, Ach Shloshes Smuchim Eretz Yisrael, that means that's Mashmah, that they're only if they're also members of Sanhedrin, even if they're by the...
According to the... Exactly, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but there is a line somewhere, because you can see there's a lot written on this. Correct, as opposed to the Ramban who held that once the Sanhedrin was no longer in Lishkas HaGadol, any three Smuchim could do it. And the Rambam said, no, you still needed to have people who were members of the Sanhedrin. According to the Ramban, what do you mean? But they're not. There's no Sanhedrin anymore. It's out of Lishkas HaGadol. No, according to the Rambam, there's two dinim in the Sanhedrin. Only one din required Lishkas HaGadol, but the other din, being a representative of the people, was more flexible.
You could also say the Rambam holds that they have to be people that, if you go back far enough, were musmach from people in Sanhedrin.
No, but the Rambam. No, but I think the Rambam holds more. And that's because the Rambam was so ambitious in saying it's from Sanhedrin. So the Ramban said, "Oh, I gotcha." Because even you are admitting it's only three, and it's after Lishkas HaGadol. But again, that's the whole Brisker Torah in the Rambam. I said, no, Ramban overshot. The Rambam was precise, of course. The Ramban overshot in his criticism because the Rambam understood there was a second element and dimension of the Sanhedrin. The Im Smuchim Be'eretz Yisrael, end of the first paragraph, Yotzu L'Chutz La'aretz, and then they made Yerida. For whatever reason, they moved off to Europe. V'lo hinichu kamosim b'Eretz Yisrael. And there was no gadol on their level in Eretz Yisrael. Mutarim le'kadesh chadashim v'chutz laretz. You do not need Eretz Yisrael at that point. It could be outside of Eretz Yisrael. Aval im yesh b'Eretz Yisrael kamosim. But if there are even equivalent gadol Yisrael, osur lehem l'gvah b'chutz laretz. Then nobody, no matter how great they are, can do it in chutz laretz. Vim abru v'kavu ein matem glum. They're nothing. This is like the ultimate thing, you know, for years and years and years and years and years, and we'll continue for years and years and years, you know, and every yeshiva, they're arguing, my Rosh Yeshiva is bigger than your Rosh Yeshiva, this one is better than this one, you know, this is like the classical yeshiva shahak. So there's no way to prove all these things. Now, there's no way to prove one or the other. If we were living in Azman of Kirsha Chavesh, then that's where the rubber would hit the road. Because you can say, well, could this Rosh Yeshiva do it? But I put the bigger ones over there. So, you know, in all seriousness, I don't know how they'd figure these things out. You know, I like to say, again, I don't know what they would have said here. I always said, you know, when people had all these talks, listen, if you can already argue about two people, all intents and purposes, is already a tie. You know, once you're already in the discussion, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the Hall of Fame, so we have, there's no official categories, you know, which wall is better in the Hall of Fame. You're in the Hall of Fame, you're in the Hall of Fame. So here also, Lemaisa, you're going to say, how you get, no two people are ever identical. Of course not. But if based on whatever evaluation, you know, you got Rav Moshe and, I don't know, I'm just making up a name, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This one's bigger, this one's bigger. Lemaisa, it doesn't matter how big Rav Moshe is, and even if Yitaka was a little bit bigger, but if you have somebody on that who's basically his equal in Eretz Yisrael, then the Goro who's in Chutz Laretz can't do it. That's the gist of this. That was about eight. I don't know if that was that in book learning or was that an age and experience? It's a good question. Yeah, no, it's no question. In the Sanhedrin, where you sat was relevant, and that's why always the younger people went first. But I don't know, was it younger or was it based on like the head of Bechina? I always thought it was younger, but I have not looked at these things in a while, so I could be wrong. It's a good point. Okay, next. Have a little bit more time. Let's do a little bit more. Let's get to the next column at least. Correct. Now, this is Akasha. So this... The Gemara, the Shaila is why, though. What Didi is really asking is why should it be? This is not a Mitzvah Tzvus B'Aretz L'char. Usually when we think of Halakos, which are you know, we're in Yom HaSmut, as we speak now, so we have to have an Eretz Yisrael Tekah Halacha. Usually, when you talk about Eretz Yisrael Tekah Halacha, you're talking about things with the dirt. Shemitah, this kind of thing, Meiser, what does Kish HaChodesh have to do with Eretz Yisrael per se? So this, I could email you, anyone who wants the text, because it was written up in an English article, but a number of years ago, 10 at least, the OU asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Rosenzweig, to give a speech on this topic, not the topic of Kesha Chodesh, but in general, the topic of Eretz Yisrael versus diaspora, versus the Gola. And he wrote it as an incredible Lamdusha thing. I don't know if he ever wrote it up in Hebrew, but the OU wrote it up in English. It's like 30 pages with 150 footnotes, just to scare you. But the bottom line was, where Rosenzweig there, very, very brilliantly, discussed Kesha Chodesh, but he found like six or seven other halachos, which, like Kesha Chodesh, either l'chachilo or in some cases even b'dieved, L'chora are not dirt-based halakos, and yet you see that they are Eretz Yisrael-focused. Why should it be? So he fanfared it. He explained this phenomenon with Kiddush HaChodesh being a prime example based on the Brisker Torah I already told you, which is was not his Kiddush. That's the Briskers before him. His Kiddush is everything he said about this kind of stuff. Namely, those halakos, which are Klai Yisrael Dika halakos. So you see from this, and he had a Gemara in Horios, which he used as one of his proofs. No, they're not Eretz Yisrael Dika Halachos. That's a misnomer, because it's not the dirt. They're Klal Yisrael Halachos. But you see from this that the corporate, he called the corporate headquarters of Klal Yisrael, is in Eretz Yisrael. Things which require Klal Yisrael, not just as a million of individuals, but as Klal Yisrael as an Am, that's only Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in Horios has a comment like that. Kahal Sheba Chutzlaretz lo ikri kohol. That's a famous line in Gemara Horios. Now, it's not obvious from Horios everything that Rosenzweig imputed to it. That's his chiddush. But the point is that he showed 6, 7, 8 halachos, Kesha Chodesh being a prime example, which we've already demonstrated, which are really Klal Yisrael halachos. And it's not a coincidence that in those Klal Yisrael halachos, there's an additional requirement of Eretz Yisrael, which on the surface doesn't make any sense. And the answer is because those two things go together. The real Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. You know, lots of good Jews over many, many millennia have lived out in Eretz Yisrael. But the corporate headquarters, what he called Klal Yisrael, is in Eretz Yisrael. So yeah, anyone who's interested, it's a very brilliant, fascinating article. It's probably available on the OU website if you search the right way. But if you want, let me know. I can get it for you. I'll give you another example. The actual institution of Smicha. He can't give smicha in Chutz Laaretz. Why not? Because the whole Klal Yisrael depends on smicha. Nevu, you could be, but there weren't Nevuim outside the restaurant. There weren't Nevuim. Perhaps, but there weren't Nevuim in various places, obviously. Yeah, exactly. Or I'll give you like the Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, everything else is the same. A guy, an anonymous guy is found by the side of the street, dead. Everything can be identical. If it's a Chutz Laaretz, it's an Egla Arufa. Why? So Brother Zweig explained, because what's the whole Musr? You've all heard me and 10 other rabbis give speeches about this. The whole essence of Egla Arufa is communal responsibility. Communal responsibility is only occurs when we have the full status of a community. And that's in Eretz Yisrael.
And the Sanhedrin
represents that.
And the Sanhedrin is only in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have a Sanhedrin.
Again, what I'm pointing out is, again, what he was pointing out is just, it's two, they're meeting in the same place. We started off talking about, is it a din in the Sanhedrin? And the Brisker is that with the Chinuch is a little bit of a raya, showed it's not in the Sanhedrin per se, as much as it's Klal Yisrael, Sanhedrin represents them. Now, Didi and others are pointing out, you see from the Minchas Chinuch, that there's this Eretz Yisrael focus. And Rav Rosenzweig is pointing out, it's not Eretz Yisrael per se, as much as it is Eretz Yisrael as the corporate headquarters and home of Klal Yisrael. So those two Chidushim meet in the middle. Namely, it's Klal Yisrael's halakha, Kiddush HaChodesh. It's just that Klal Yisrael is represented by Sanhedrin, and Klal Yisrael fundamentally exists really only in Eretz Yisrael. Let's do a little bit more. So let's see this paragraph here. Zelashon HaRambam, he quotes the Rambam. Ein mechashvin v'kovin chadashim u'ma'abrim shonim el of Eretz Yisrael. We don't do the whole cheshbin, the astronomical, astrological calculations, let alone the actual decision in Kiddush in Chutz Laaretz. We only do it in Israel. But if there's a Gadol Hador, there's nobody like him in Eretz Yisrael, then he could do it even in Chutz Laaretz. If no, the Loshinas of Eretz Yisrael, Adam Gadol Kamosar, is also like Vol Abra b'Chutz Laaretz. Abra b'Kavet Vikar Losaklum. As we just saw, the Rambam says if there's a Reform Zalman in Eretz Yisrael, again, just to use hopefully non-controversial examples, doesn't matter how big the guy in New York is, or Baltimore, or Lakewood, or Antwerp, or wherever, or Cleveland. Anyone else I need to be yet designed with?
Miami Beach.
Yeah, Miami Beach. Buffalo. Cedarhurst. Okay. The Catskills. Anyway, it doesn't matter because if you have a Gadol Kamos, okay, that's the Rambam. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Now he analyzes. Mitchilas Devarav Shekosov Ein Mechashvin. The opening words, Nira Degav Hachishuv. Hein Shel Chadashim, Hein Shel Shanim, Osir Chutz Laaretz. The rest of the paragraph is going to be on this final point. Actually, the next paragraph as well, if we have the time. What usher in Chutz Laaretz? Just a formal pronouncement, Makudosh, Makudosh? Or even the deliberations, whether they be halakhic or scientific? So the diuk so far in the Rambam is, you see a Chiddush, it's not just the final pronouncement, but even the analysis and the question.
They can't finish it off at the end. Why are you deliberating?
I don't know.
Or something you're not going to have announced?
I don't know. Has to be the one who says it. Sorry, my friend had a nice rush about that in his thing in his book.
And
about just recently.
A letter to the Gullibus and Kutzar saying we look, work it out. And,
right.
You know, so in theory, if
you might have thought in, yeah.
Okay, so in theory, you would have thought to say that if someone in Kutzar sent over his
Shtickle Torah
to them, that based on that alone.
I don't know if that's the only example, but that would be an example of what we're talking about. Kamashim Lon, he's the Daik in the Rambam, no. But he's going to ask on that, so let's hold off. And then the next implication is also like that. Again, the same diuk. But if you're not that super duper gadol, then even mecheshvin would be usur outside of Eretz Yisrael. And yet, with all those two things comes the stira. But so the dvarav kasav, him no de shenasa gadol Eretz Yisrael has usur likva ul aber. What word got lost? If you left out that word at the end. Nira de b'diyevet achesben kosher. So from the end of the Rambam, you could be meduyuk, that even if all the hard work and the analysis happened in Chutz Laaretz, it would be okay. To those cause of him, avar v'chishev, rakim kava o iber eno klum. Avim kava eres yisrael achesben kosher, afim hayab Chutz Laaretz. So how do you resolve all these conflicting impressions? The af shekos of gam kein, osar likvo, ula aberim, nasa gadol beres yisrael, lo kos of cheshben, nira daf l'chachil yachal l'chashem Chutz Laaretz. Was the Yerusha Lomar that some affairs that ain't Abram? Question mark. In other words, we got conflicting impressions in the Rambam. Al karcha tzarach lomar, you must answer, the cheshbin tzarach lios l'chachila paret Yisrael. Ubesov dvarav shlo kosav rak likvoa ula aber asefakai. Dehainu af bidyeved eino klum. But then he says, hold on one second, we'll wrap this up, we're going to do one more paragraph or so. L'chora eino avur, you can't say that. B'shas brochus taf samach gimel, tacheshbin tzarach lios gam kein paret Yisrael. Why? The Sham ain't omavur. Don't say that it has to be in Eretz Yisrael like your diak in the Rambam, because in the Gemara it never says that. The Shamavur, but my said the Chanina, excuse me, Hayakovia Chadashma, Mabar Shanim, Chosaritz, Vashofa Acharov, Dechsev, and they said, how could you do this? Kimitzion Tetei Torah, you can't do this, it comes from Eretz Yisrael. The Chain, the Sanhedrin, and Ma'ab Mesashana, Elab Yehuda, Yodavka Ibur Rasr, Avalacheshbin Mutter. I ain't Tosvis. I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm going to just skip the quote inside Tosfos. But Tosfos has a similar kasha. And again, the implication is, you skip down, Mavura Lehedja, the Chushbana, Shari B'chotzar. You see from Tosfos, in Sanhedrin, the same thing you see from Brachos, against what we seem like the Rambam saying, that you really could have the Cheshbon in Chotzar. Achevshar, he says, it's a very interesting thing. We know the Minchas Chinuch usually has endless creativity to come up with terutzim. Here he basically says, well, what can I say? Achevshar, the Haramba Motza is a Braisa, the Gama Cheshbin Tzarchios Baratz Yisrael, Vanachnu Lo Neda. The Stam of the Rambam must have had a Makor, because as far as I could tell, there's no reason for it, and all the Makoros that we do have on Hedron and Brachos seem to be against the Rambam. Must be that he had some other thing. And then he quotes some other Maramakomis that also seem to say this, but then he answers at the end, the last two lines of this paragraph, near Davkim Hayiksas Onis, Avalachachila Gamacheshbin, Mitzvah Lios Beretz Yisrael. So even though in Hanami Tosfos and Gemara Brachos Sanhedrin seem to say it could be done in Chutz Laaretz, but Lachachila it's supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. And
there's two parts of the
Lachachila. Yes. Yeah, but Bediyevit, the Michas says against the Rambam, that it could, yes. Yeah, exactly, yes, and that's the point. And that, I think, is a little bit of a chiddush to most of us. That even Bezman Habayis, even Bezman Hariya. But he did mention the issues of the Cheshbon. Look at the end of the paragraph on this page. Afilo Tiruha, what if you didn't see that, no witnesses? Became Shiruya Lihiros, Apia Cheshbon Hamakubal. You could make decisions based on the Cheshbon. I don't know if it's a separate mitzvah, but it's a separate aspect of the mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah, it's called Kirsha Chodesh. But it's not just the pronouncement, it's also the, again, especially according to the Rambam, who requires that it must be in Eretz Yisrael, you see that that's an integral part of the mitzvah. It's not just the result, but also the process. The Minchas Chinuch says that from the other sources, it seems like even though it's L'Slachat Chila, but it wouldn't necessarily be Ma'akev or B'dievet. According to the Rambam, it's especially true though. Alright? We did a lot of the, you know, whenever you do like a project, like doing, you know, the work on the shul, you know, the first week or two, you don't see any results because you have to lay a lot of the groundwork. Mm-hmm. So today we laid a lot of the groundwork because we saw all the chinuch and it gave us some of the basic concepts. By next week, if it's Hashem, when we start, we'll already be more fluent and we'll be able to get right into more of Minchas Chinuch. I also want to just mention now, I'll remind you when I send out the email next week, but I think for the rest of the summer, we should officially call the share for after the late Mincha, because I think quite a few of you were anyway davening there. So if that ends up being at 8:05 or 8:10, so then more or less that'll be...
A little later.
That's a good point. So, well, I take that back. Okay.